the poems I have lost. She said to take the L train too. I know where I left them, on the floor of her apartment with five locks on 13th Street, somewhere else, city, USA. I don't think I'll ever go back. A young couple picked me up just east, miles out of Asheville, had just started a poem too, and we stopped and smoked at a roadside table at the edge of June tobacco fields. I lost them somewhere between there and the Atlantic Ocean. I wrote Duffy a long, rambling letter, called it a poem, from Nashville, because I got lonesome for sunsets in Colorado springtime, and then dropped the letter in the mailbox. I wonder if it ever found her in Juneau, Alaska. The last thing I remember was leaning into the roots of a pinyon tree. It wasn't the horse that had thrown me. It wasn't McAllister either, who owned the horse. It was all that damn beer we had been drinking all afternoon. I got a letter from St. Paul, Minnesota, inviting me up there to read poems. I fell off the plane in Denver, lost my ticket and most of my poems, but managed to hold on enough to a few remaining things. Memories, I guess they are, crowd me because of all the signals I've missed, the poems that keep coming back in pieces. Fragments remain with me, of course. I touch the bare skeletons, smell the old things, and see new visages pass many, many times. Those are enough.